Today, let's talk about the mirror image of edging God out, exalting God only. We remember that the symptoms of edging God out are pride and fear, and this causes separation, comparison, and distortion. But when we exalt God only, separation changes to community, comparison to contentment, and distortion to truth. The first way we make the change from edging God out to exalting God only is to be sure God is in His right place, to be sure that He is the one we worship. Worship is always a heart issue. It means to bow down or serve. It is an act of reverence, being in awe of who God is. The second way we exalt God only is to rely on Him as our source of security, self-worth, and wisdom. Jesus is the supreme example of depending on God as the source for everything. Remember in John 5:19, Jesus said, "The Son can do nothing by Himself. He can only do what He sees His Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." The third way we exalt God only is to remember that He is our audience of one. Everyone else is in the cast. Yes, there are other people we want to please, but ultimately, God is the ultimate audience. When we recognize that God is our audience, it affects everything we do. All of life becomes a worship experience, and He becomes that authority in our life. When we are aware of God's presence, we do everything for His glory. So today, remember your audience and do everything to and for Him. Have an awesome day.